What's up, everybody? You are now tuned in to the In the Post podcast. I'm your host, Razor Lees, and today we're going over the NBA Playoffs Conference Finals, where we had the Celtics taking on the Heat and the Warriors taking on the Mavericks. Now, man, these playoffs have been fun as hell, like all the way around. We had it all. We had parity. We had young teams. We had teams on the rise, on the decline. Old veterans going to work. Old veterans showing their age. Young players playing out of their mind, then being humbly brought back down to reality. Man, these playoffs had everything. Everything we've been wanting from playoff basketball. And the only thing that's missing is LeBron. It's crazy experiencing these playoffs without LeBron James in it. It almost feels alien, like it doesn't feel natural. But it's still really good. More compelling, it's possibly better now. And as I'm sitting here saying it out loud, LeBron James is the only thing left that could possibly make these playoffs better than they already are. And hats off to the four teams remaining. Even the teams that were just eliminated prior. Let's get them shouts out too. But because this is fun and feels new, the defending champion Bucks were in it and lost a very entertaining, compelling 7-game series against the Celtics. We watched Chris Paul turn into Cliff Paul in the playoffs right in front of our eyes like magic. We saw Giannis hit a 3-pointer with minutes to go down 6. Nah, y'all, we saw Giannis hit a clutch 3-pointer in a high-pressure situation to help extend the series to 7 games. We watched Boston Celtics front office look like they made one of the best draft picks in the last 20 years by trading back in the draft, passing up on Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball to get Jason Tatum, who is literally developing into a bigger, stronger Kevin Durant. He been balling so hard, we forgot the man was born in 1998 and is only 24 years old. If he's able to win a championship this year, you know what that'll do to his legacy and his stock? Man, we watching Jimmy Buckets demand his long overdue respect, beat up on the team that he left, the second team that was just too soft for his liking, excluding Joel Embiid, where he does admit he still wish he was playing with him. But he seemed to find a team full of dogs, man. They all barking. They keeping the neighbors up. They chasing cats up and down the court. They pissing on everything, marking their territory. Straight up, the Heat is real. We saw the Memphis Grizzlies with no Ja Morant destroy a healthy Warriors team. Now, granted, they lose it. They lost in 6. And that really makes it hard for the Grizzlies because they are so stacked. Like, young talent. And they technically are a better team without Ja Morant. They did go 20-5 in the regular season without him. Then beating the 3-time champions by 50 without Ja. It's just really compelling. Now, no way they trade or get rid of Ja. I wouldn't either if I was in control, but damn, it's hard not to notice how much better this team is when he's not on the court. We had Luka Doncic literally out here scoring all the points for the Mavericks, with exception to like Jalen Brunson and Dinwiddie here on occasion. Matter of fact, me and my homie, give a shout out to him, LaRon Games, my homie Stephen, we was sitting up and we was talking about, matter of fact, y'all be looking out for his podcast coming soon, too. I'm going to let y'all know when it's up. But we was having a long-ass conversation about these playoffs, and the Mavericks came up. And do you guys realize that between Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, you can say that they easily average 40 minutes apiece a game? Them two. They average 40 minutes every... Now, between Bullocks and DFS, they averaging 40 minutes apiece. Now, I know it's technically 33 minutes, but that's counting foul trouble and blowouts and things of that nature. When the games are competitive, them two are playing 40-plus minutes every time. Now, with that being said, you'd be lucky to get 19 points between the two of them. That's just not going to get it done. With some more perspective on that, Klebler, he's giving you 7 points in 24 minutes. And that's on the season, which is only 1 point less than what Bullocks and DFS is giving you. And they playing 40 minutes plus. And they not splitting time with backups. They not splitting no time. Somebody comes in and just give him a Gatorade break every game. That's it. Whereas Kleber, he's splitting minutes at center with Powell, and he's the backup. Just like, man, for real. Jalen Brunson, he's a rookie, and he's the second most dependable scorer on this team. With Dan Wendy coming in at third, 2 years ago, he would have easily been the second best scorer. And there was a point through the regular season where he was all the way juiced up, and that's in Dan Wendy. But his inconsistency as of late could be due to the inconsistency in his minutes. So the fact that the Mavericks are in the Western Conference Finals just proved to me how valuable Luka is to the Mavericks and the NBA. Because when you really look at it on paper, Luka is doing it all. And not on some ball hog type stuff. And I don't know, nobody else can get it. I mean, it's really on. I got to go get it because can't nobody else go out there and get it except a couple of others. And night in, night out, this man is there to answer the bell. Now, going into this Celtics and Heat game, what can we say? What a game this was. No Al Horford, no Marcus Smart. But the way Peyton Pritchard has been coming in and providing a little bit of offense off the bench. Also, White has been, you know, he's been able to do his thing too. So they might be able to get away with that backcourt for a couple of games. But I don't know. Especially after the way they lost. I don't know if that's real. Maybe they have to, I don't know. There's a couple of things they can do. But there was a moment in that game in the first quarter with 8 minutes and like 35 seconds left. In the first quarter, White was handling the ball at the top of the key. He took a screen from Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown fades to the three-point line. He gets the ball. Gabe Vincent is on him, guarding him. Brown pump fakes, jab step. Vincent went on a merry-go-round while he was wearing skates for Brown to hit a wet three-pointer. Bruh, I was cracking up. It was so dope. I had to wait till the game got on and looked it up on YouTube. And I watched that stuff like 3-4 times in a row, man. He got him on that one. But this game was really competitive. I mean, these team stats were identical pretty much across the board. Everything, 38 to 39 and what was it? No, it was 22 to 18 in assists, Celtics. That reminds me of when the Grizzlies had 20 assists on 25 field goals in the first half. Man, that team gonna be scary next year. But yeah, identical, 45% field goal percentage for the Celtics, 48% for the Heat. 32% for three from the Celtics and 32% for the Heat. Let me see. What really separated these teams was the free throws. The Heat went 30 of 34 and the Celtics went 24 of 32. So just those little points will, you know, how the score ended up. I mean, them free throws really, really hurt the Celtics. Now, Jason Tatum gave you 44 minutes, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Jaylen Brown, 43 minutes, 24 points, 10 rebounds. White was a disappointment for sure with 29 minutes and only 3 points and 4 assists, which is crazy because when he was with the Spurs, he was a legit starter and he was balling. And even earlier this playoffs, he was putting up good numbers and allowing the Celtics to be more flexible and have more depth. But if he's going to be laying eggs like that, then Peyton Pritchard needs to start and take majority of point guard minutes if Marcus Smart is still able to, you know, if he's still unable to return. Grant Williams, 34 minutes, 7 points. I mean, he's sort of a 3-and-D guy like DFS where he really isn't expected to do a lot of scoring because of his defensive abilities, but when he does get hot, they really hard to beat. Williams the third, 29 minutes, 9 rebounds, 18 points. He had a solid game. Man, if you exclude the top three scorers, Tatum, Brown, and Pritchard, the rest of the team, the Celtics, combined for 36 points. You're not beating anyone with that, especially when your three leading scorers, no one even got you 30. That's where your superstar is supposed to come in those moments because, you know, that's where You got to go to the other end. Don't look very much different, to be honest with you, because P.J. Tucker, he was his usual self, 31 minutes, 6 boards and 5 points, 3 assists. But, you know, we know what he out there for. Bam Adebayo, he may be the most inconsistent player in these playoffs with 37 minutes for a funky-ass 10 points. Funky-ass 10 points. Gabe Vincent, 34 minutes, 17 points. And Tyler Hero, 27 minutes, 8 rebounds, 18 points. No one else is even worth mentioning. Like Oladipo, 15 minutes, 5 points. Max Strauss, 30 minutes, 11 points. Even though I just did, I guess. But you see why. But you see the difference between the Celtics and the Heat. Jimmy Butler gave you a point for every minute he was on the court. 41 minutes, 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Like I said, in these moments, your superstar has to become a superstar and take over. If you want to reach that next step, that is. Jimmy Butler didn't have anyone else on the team even reach 20 points. So you could say Jimmy Butler and Luka Doncic are both doing it all. For real, they both doing it all. I think that this will be the most fun finals to watch if Luka and Buckets go blow for blow with the teams that are virtually identical when it comes to being able to score and being dependent on their star to get it done. All in all, it was a good game. Even better game for the Heat. Final score 107 to 118. And it looks like Jimmy Buckets is going to bully his way into the NBA Finals. And all I'm hoping for is that Luka can, at the very least, put up a fight against the Warriors. Or hell, do to the Warriors what Jimmy did to the Celtics. We'll find out tonight.